By switching just a few things in your life, you could have a lot more money. That's according to Judy May Murphy, author of Your Life, Only a Gazillion Times Better.
Well, the easiest and the first thing that we need to switch is our attitude and our approach to money. A lot of people think about money in terms of the salary that they bring home, the money that they get every week. And what happens about this is, yes, it might be enough to pay the bills, it might be enough to take us on holiday a couple of times a year, but really, is it enough in order to make you really, really wealthy? A lot of people sit down, they work out, well, if I keep going this way, I'm going to be 247 by the time I'm a multimillionaire, and that really doesn't hack it for most of us. So rather than thinking about getting a salary, start to think about residual income, or as I like to call it, free money. Now, this is money where you put something out there. Now, that might be something like a book or providing an apartment for someone or starting a business that you don't actually run, that you have someone else doing for you. And the value of that business, the value of that book, whatever it is, keeps going. And you keep getting money without having to do any extra work. And thinking of money in those terms, you can start to build lots of streams of income that come into you while you're on those holidays, while you're working on your salary job to start with. And also, you know, while you're just enjoying yourself, maybe with your kids, while you're inventing other great things that you can do. So thinking of residual income, switching from thinking about your salary to thinking about residual income is the first most important switch to make with money.
What about if you need some money though to get that going? Where's that going to come from?
Again, that's a switch in attitude. That is all about, rather than thinking, oh, there's a lack of money, there's never a lack of money. Anything that can be solved by money can be solved with having a great idea. So just having those ideas, saying, right now, if this is possible, how can I make it happen? So for example, if you sort of say to yourself, well, I really want to start this business in my spare time, but I don't have any money for an office, I don't have any money to get an extra phone line in. Initially, you can start to bring income in by thinking to yourself, right, instead of having an office, I'll switch that idea. Instead, I will use my front room. Or, you know, maybe there's a friend who has an office that just isn't used at all over the weekend. Maybe, you know, I can do some kind of barter thing and allow myself to be there in the weekend building my business. So really, again, that's about a switch in attitude.
And are there certain ways in which you can save money just by switching?
Completely. For a lot of us these days, we have little things that we buy that are almost invisible to us. And because maybe they just cost £2 or £3, we don't even think about them. We just kind of carry on and sort of say, well, you know, that's not going to make a difference. However, over time, those things do make a difference. For example, if you were every day to pick up a newspaper and a coffee on your way into work, that would easily cost you £3. £3, not a lot of money. If you think about it, from Monday to Friday, you've spent £15. So if instead you switch that £15 a week from coffees and newspapers to saving it in order to put it into a trading account, within 6 months you can be trading. And certainly within half a year, you're on sort of close to £400. You know, that's not nothing when it comes to building wealth. That is your seed money. So ask yourself, you know, would you rather sort of be drinking and reading your seed money away every morning with coffee and a newspaper, or would you rather switch to having it really build your wealth?
And what about the way in which we talk about money? Does that have a big impact?
That has a huge impact, because we really hypnotize ourselves into how we think about money, how we feel about money, and therefore the actions that we take. So you might want to switch moaning about how much money you don't have right now to talking about how excited you are about building wealth. So for example, if you usually say something like, oh gosh, I completely cleaned myself out this weekend when we went drinking, or yeah, I'd love to go there, but I really can't afford it. Instead, switch that language and say something like, you know what? I'm really excited to go to that place, so I'm going to find a way. I'm going to make a way work for me that I can get there really fast and have fun doing it.
If you think there was something that you could start off like today, the first thing you could switch, what would you say that should be?
I would say the first thing you could switch is the unknowing for the knowing. Now, that sounds a little complicated or a little esoteric, but in fact, all it means is a lot of us just don't know what we've got going on money-wise. We don't know exactly how much money is coming in. We don't know exactly how much money is going out. And we also don't know what our pattern is with money. So just work out what it is you do with money. Is it that you're very, very good at saving and then suddenly you get fed up and you go and you blow it all on a new car? Or is it that, you know, every day you spend money in order to keep other people happy? Work out what your patterns are and how much money you have coming in and out. So switch not knowing for knowing, and that is a huge big step.
That's Judy May Murphy.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.